back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
9:35, 25 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and it's that time. It's time for Legal Bites. We have live back in the studio with us Larry Falzon from Why God and Falzon, and thank you for bringing Bumstead back. He was happy to see me.
Yes, I'm sure he was. He's a crowd pleaser.
He is a crowd pleaser. Yeah. He is. He likes his butt rubs.
He can't reach back that far.
But so it's Legal Bites, and you know, as you know, we usually talk about injury related types of cases and incidents. And Larry, what are some of the things that if someone's considering, you know, if they've been injured and they feel like they might have a lawsuit, what are some of the things they should really be focusing on right off the bat?
Okay, so the first thing, of course, is I'll just give you the rundown. If you're in an accident and you feel like you've been hurt, you make sure you make a police report at the scene. Very important.
Okay.
If you're offered the opportunity to go to the hospital by way of ambulance, you should take that opportunity, because many times the insurance company attorneys will point out to the jury that, hey, this guy didn't even have to go to the ER, you know, and they diminish your case because of that. Once you're at the ER, you know, make sure you tell the doctors exactly what happened, how it happened, and what's hurting. And include everything. Start from the top of your head, move all the way down to your toes. Don't leave anything out, because everything's important. And the doctor there is going to make the decision as to what kind of testing he wants done.
Mm-hmm.
So you're typically, they're going to do x-rays because they're fast and cheap. Not the best test for auto injury cases, but they're going to do them.
It's the starting point.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, and I'll talk about that in a second, but if you claim a headache or I hit my head, they're going to give you a CT scan, because an x-ray can't image the brain, but a CT scan can see if there's a bleed going on.
Okay.
On rare occasions, they'll do an MRI, but those are lengthy and expensive, so they typically won't happen at an ER. So the thing about the three modalities I just mentioned is that they're good for different purposes. Now you take the x-ray, you know, the x-ray has been around since about 1895. It was invented by a German, Roentgen. He got the first Nobel Prize in physics for discovering it.
Okay.
It uses a very high frequency waves that penetrate the skin, but not so much the bones. So if you penetrate the skin, you see a broken bone, you'll see it. You'll see dislocations with it. So it's really good for that. The problem is, of course, is the radiation. It's harmful to people generally if you're exposed too long. The CAT scan or CT scan was invented in the 70s. I think two Brits invented it. They also won a Nobel Prize for it. You can think of it as an x-ray that's going around in a circle. So you enter like a donut-shaped device, and it's spinning around, and it's taking x-rays from various points, and then a computer puts them all together, and they can actually go through the layers and see what's going on. So it's really good for, again, brain bleeds or soft tissue, some soft tissue stuff. The MRI uses a totally different, and by the way, the CT scan uses a lot more x-ray than a normal x-ray. The MRI is an amazing device. It was discovered in the 80s. They started using it in the 90s. And it doesn't use x-ray technology at all. It uses a huge magnet. And this is above my pay grade, but what they tell me is, the magnet affects the electrons and protons in your body, and it charges them a certain way, and they line up a certain way, and then they use radio frequencies to feed that information into a computer, and they come up with an amazing 3D vision of what's going on inside. So the MRI is able to do all things that the x-ray can't do. You can see inside of organs, you can see It's mostly used for an auto accident case. You're looking at the disc space. So if you have a vertebrae, you can feel the bones on your back.
Right.
In between each one of those vertebrae is a disc. That disc is a soft, spongy thing that it acts as a shock absorber. When you're in an auto accident, they can be inflamed, they can bulge, and they can blow out, called a herniated disc. And the inside part of that disc can come squirting out, and that's what pinches the nerve mm-hmm. that causes you to have back pain, right? So the MRI can see that without invading your body. In the old days, they used to do a myelogram, which they put a dye in your back and then x-ray it. And that caused a lot of people a lot of problems because that dye could affect them adversely and cause a lot of pain itself.
Yeah.
The MRI, you don't need that. Although they do MRIs with dye, that's for special cases. But
well, once that disc goes out,
it's
not coming back, right?
No, it's not going to heal itself. So if it's bulged, you can reduce the mm-hmm. Bulge. But if it's blown, that's when you get to go see an orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon if it's in the neck area. And they're going to determine whether or not they have to extract those pieces to relieve the pressure off the nerve and thereby giving you – and there's all sorts of new medical technologies that they're developing, including actually metal spacers so that you're not – the disc, the vertebrae are not breaking down further. Like in the old days, they would break down above and below where the disc was removed. So they're doing all sorts of great things. If you have multi-level disc herniations, they're going to fuse your back to keep it stable.
Yeah.
But the MRI is a key. It's a key testing tool for an auto accident.
Yeah.
They're expensive. No fault will pay for it. No fault insurance that you have on your car.
Okay.
If you don't have insurance yourself, you're a passenger, the state will pick a company for you. That company has to act as if you bought the insurance from them. They have to pay for the MRI. They don't like it, but but a good lawyer will get you your
insurance
MRI.
Companies don't like to pay for anything.
No, they're not very nice. I call them the insurance cartel. They run the state. They don't like me very much.
Well, we've got some great insurance agents who support and sponsor the programming here. But I mean, the bottom line is when people have paid out, it's difficult.
Yeah. Well, agents are different.
To get paid back into.
Right. Agents are taking your money and buying, giving you a product.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy.
Right.
Well, kind of happy. And adjusters are the opposite end of that process. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who have to pay out the money to you, and they're not pleasant people.
No,
some adjusters are. Don't get me wrong.
But in order to, if you've been injured and you've got a lawsuit, the three modalities, as you call them, these are the three things, the three steps you need to go through to help your case,
And you need to know the difference. If a doctor, if you're having like shooting pains down your leg from the buttocks, that's a sciatic nerve problem.
Right.
You're not going to see that on an x-ray, okay, unless there's a fracture back there, but they would have known that earlier. You need an MRI for that.
Right.
And your doctor may be resistant. Mm-hmm. Might say, I don't want to give you an MRI. You're too expensive, and I don't think you need to go to physical therapy. And you try that, and it doesn't work. Yeah. And so you have to go to find a doctor who's willing to listen to you and understand what pain you're in and get you that MRI.
Right.
And it's the gold standard for tests.
Yeah. Well, and regardless, wherever you were before the accident, if you get injured and it's, you're not going to get back to where you were before. So you have, doesn't like the garbage man, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Does not like the garbage man. We love M in service here, but Bumstead, not so much.
It's the noise.
You're not – all right. So my eye doctor told me, and this isn't from an injury or anything. It's just the natural progression of my eyes. We can give you eyeglasses. It'll help your vision, but it's not going to be like it was before.
Exactly.
Same thing when you get injured.
Right.
And if it's catastrophic, you're never going to get back to where you were before, whether it's – and you're always going to have a certain amount of pain that you're going to have to deal with. You might not have the mobility that you had before.
Yeah.
So there's, there's consequences.
Right. Very few people with back and neck injuries are ever pain-free the rest of their life.
Right.
It's very serious stuff.
Yeah. And I guess I bring this up because I know there's a mentality of some people out there saying, oh, I don't want to be a burden. Oh, it wasn't really their fault. Oh, it wasn't this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you deserve it. You deserve to I guess, is compensated the right word? You deserve to be, to at least
be made as whole as you can be. And you're never going to be made totally whole. There's no magic pill they can give you. But remember this.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty. You paid for that insurance.
Yeah.
You're paying for a product. And when the insurance company does, it's like going out and buying a car and you get a lemon and they, you know, the people at the dealership, I shouldn't pick on cars, but anything.
Right.
You have a right to get what you paid for. And that insurance, you buy insurance to protect you.
Yeah.
If you hurt somebody, that insurance is supposed to be there to protect you. People should utilize what they buy to protect them.
Right. And in the cases we're talking about here, a lot of times it's not their fault. If they're in an accident at somebody else, it's not their fault.
They
deserve to get what's coming to them.
And even if it is your fault, you deserve to get the right medical care that you've paid for in your insurance.
All right. So what do people do if they feel like they aren't being treated fairly? If they feel like things aren't going, what do they need to do from the accident point on after they go to the doctor? What's their next? When should they bring you into the mix?
They should bring me in as soon as possible, not because you don't get charged for the advice. We'd like to monitor people and say, if you do need us, you know, call us back. Or we can call you back in a week or two and see how you're doing. We don't mind doing that. And on top of all of it, what you want to be aware of is that if you don't get a lawyer's advice, and there's a lot of lawyers out there, get somebody's advice. Okay. But insurance companies now, the new technique is to call. If an insurance company has an insured who caused an accident, they will call the other innocent victim and they'll try to settle that case for $2,000 or $3,000 before that person's ever had a chance to really see a doctor and knows what's wrong with them.
Okay.
They'll take the money because maybe it's Christmas and they need it. You know, they got to get their kid the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
Oh, and, boy, you dropped an old, you went old, old school on that one. That was, wow. That was.
Right out of trading places.
Oh, my gosh.
Great movie.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. Yeah. Right.
Wow. All right.
Who are the brothers? The Dukes. Who are the Dukes?
I know it was Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, but I can't. It's been a long time. But you know what? I'm going to watch it. I always make an opportunity to watch Die Hard because that's a Christmas movie.
That's a great Christmas movie,
even though it was released in the summer. It's a Christmas movie. Yeah. But I'm going to have to go back and find Trading Space. It's been forever since I've seen
Places,
that one.
That's a great Christmas
movie. I think it was Eddie Murphy's first big one, wasn't it? I know he had Beverly Hills Cop somewhere in the mix, but I think that was his first break.
Yeah, he was brilliant in that movie. All right.
Anyway, how do they get a hold of you?
1-877-2-GET-PAID. They can call that number. They can look on the internet under Falzon Law or whygotinfalzon.com. And there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us, and we're there for them 24/7.
Okay. This time of year, I just salted the heck, which my wife hates, but I just salted the heck out of our walkway, out of our driveway. Doesn't want the salt to come in.
Wrecks the carpet.
But I don't want somebody to slip and fall, you know?
Right.
But this is that time of year. I mean, this is that time of year. You really got to be mindful. Be responsible for yourself and where you step. But also as a property owner, you got to make sure that you have a surface where people aren't going to slip and fall.
Yeah, it's a big time for that. There's a lot of ice. And, you know, there's no real way to get rid of all the ice, especially if there's no sunlight to melt it. And then, so there's always going to be something. Beware of black ice because it looks like wet pavement, but it's really slippery.
Yeah.
And, you got to be careful.
Yeah. And also driving, too.
Right.
Last night, we were driving out, and perfect. I don't want to say perfect, but it was dry pavement. We were concerned because it could have been a little slick in some areas. Dry pavement for 99.5%. There's that 0.5%. I almost slid through an intersection.
Right.
You know, flat, wind was blowing snow over the road. Right. it was just, so you got to be careful out on the roads too, because you don't want to cause something.
Yeah, residential areas too. You're driving along the road, you know there's snow on it, but you're not sliding around, and then you hit the brake for that stop sign, and boy, you're going right through that like like you know what.
Yeah, all right, so be careful. Anything left untouched we didn't talk to?
No, I think we're all set. People should, you know, just be aware of the test you're getting and what they show. If you have any questions about it, just give us a call, 1-877-2-GET-PAID.
You need to advocate for yourself. Don't always trust the doctors. You need to advocate.
Yes.
This is a hard lesson for us to learn. You got to advocate for yourself. Ask for it.
Exactly.
Be persistent and ask for it.
Right.
So. All right, Larry, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for being here today.
Take care, Mark. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah, I'm not going to see you all the way until next year.
Right.
Yeah. Larry Falzon, Why God and Falzon. It's Legal Bites on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.